Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Drinks. I'm enjoying a very lovely whiskey mule here.
Oh, whiskey mule, huh? Yeah, what kind of whiskey did you go with?
A little bullet.
Okay.
A little bullet. Okay. Did that for you, Tyler. Come on out. Have yourself a good time. And you got plenty of prizes to win. You can enter the ultimate tailgate. All you got to do is use your phone, grab that QR code, and you got a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And a pair of tickets in the suite coming up a little bit later on. All you got to do, ultimate tailgate party, use that QR code and you can enter to be the winner of our ultimate tailgate prize. Also, coming up after this segment, we'll be hooking folks up with Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards. You can win one of those four different ones today. Also, a free oil change, any type of vehicle you have, to Tomball Ford, as well as the big one. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets also as well to the final game of the season against the Colts. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. Just grab a ticket there and put it in our raffle box. Grab a ticket and you'll have a chance to be a winner. And these glasses. You can grab a commemorative glass. That is on the house. That's of our the best night show in all of Houston Sports Radio, Area 45. You can grab a glass, win one, or no, you don't have to win that. Just grab that one and have it on the house. There you go, Patrick. Patrick Creighton. He was in there working hard up in the press box, and he's I'm sure ready to bring it tonight. All right, phone lines are open, and Tyler will get you on 713-572-4610. Listen, the Texans are getting big time love nationally after last night's game, and why not? The number they did on Josh Allen, as we've talked about, was as impressive as the defensive performance we've seen all season and maybe in a couple of years. But Stephen A. Smith in particular, Clint, said what he learned last night is he believes the Houston Texans can win the AFC because that defense travels to anybody. Any quarterback, if they could do that to Josh Allen, they could do that to anybody. They can win the AFC. As I said, phone lines, I want to hear. I'm going to get to you, Dave, Gil, Kevin, Northside D. I'm going to get to you, and the phone lines are open. Tyler will get you set up. I want to hear. When you hear that from Stephen A., when you hear what I see last night is the Texans can win the AFC, where does that sit with you?
I think it's a little aggressive. I think it's really aggressive.
You slid up that little, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you got six games to go, and you got teams that are three games ahead of you that aren't on your schedule. I mean, that's winning the Did he mean winning the AFC Championship or winning the AFC record wise?
Winning the AFC Championship.
Oh,
winning
okay.
The AFC,
oh. Yeah. That's still either way. It's still a little aggressive for me. I think. You know, as you know, you guys were talking in the crosstalk. I'm more in the way of like, can we get a little bit of help from the better teams in the league, and can we just focus on getting the playoffs right now? I can't go out on a limb and say win the AFC.
When you get in there, yeah, I mean, it was an impressive performance, and that defense will always keep you in games. But I'm with you. I thought, ooh, wow, that was aggressive. But I'll tell you, nobody flinched at the set. Dan and all of them, nobody flinched at the set. Dan said nobody wants to see this defense, which is a fair thing. Let's go to you, all right? A day like this, the biggest win, arguably regular season win of the D'Amico Ryans era. When you hear national people say things like, what I learned last night is the Houston Texans can win the AFC. Your thoughts on that? Let's start with you, Dave. Dave, what's your thoughts? Is that what you felt when you watched them play last night and beat Buffalo?
Yes, I did. I want to give a shout out to my man Tyler for putting me on here. I really appreciate that very much. And when the Texans were 0-3 this season, they didn't get no respect. Just like Ryan and Damon said, the Texans was 0-3, they didn't get no respect. Now all of a sudden, after last night, they're getting respect from the NFL nation. And as far as Stephen A. is concerned, I don't believe what Stephen A. says. I don't believe half of what Stephen A. Smith says in the first place. I don't watch that show on ESPN.
Well, clearly you believe what he said. You just agreed with him.
I did. But to get to his point, I agree with him.
Oh, okay.
And people that watch that show, they don't think for themselves.
I watch that show.
The people that I know.
Yeah, I watch that show. I think for myself. I appreciate the call, Dave. You agree with him. You like him when he talks well about your Texans. All right. Do you? That's the thought. Do you get the sense? Well, hell, let me help him out here. Let's take Stephen A. Smith out. Do you agree? There is somebody with a very big voice nationally that said what they learned last night is that the Texans can win the AFC. Gil and Sugarland, your thoughts on when you hear that comment?
Man, show, big shout out to you, L. Dirty, and T. Mill.
Yes, sir.
The only way that we can do it is like our defense has to be like the swarm with Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. and getting them sacks, getting them takeaways. But, like, the only way that we're really going to win the whole AFC is if we get CJ. We need, like, the balling out CJ from his rookie year, not the sad in his head, like, doubting CJ. We need the confident, balling out, coming at you, CJ. And if we get that, then, yeah, we could win. But if we don't have that, then it ain't going to happen.
All right, appreciate the call. Look, Clint, I will say this because I do think the offense has got to bring more to the table. And Frank Ross has to get his side together. All right, the Texans can't keep having to overcome special team blunders also as well with their offense seems to struggle at times to score a lot of points. But what he said, though, Clint, is the reason why I can't get with that comment is are they capable? Yes. This is just a hard way to try to go through three teams to get to a Super Bowl, three good quality playoff teams to depend that your defense is going to go out and play like they did last night. We know they're capable of doing it. They're the best defense in the league. It is just hard when you face, you know, even just look at the top three, and the top three there aren't any of the ones that you think of. But to go through Indy, Denver and the Patriots playing like, all right, our defense they got to create sacks and turnovers. Like, it is not impossible. We just watched them do it to Buffalo, but it's just a really difficult route to take to get to a Super Bowl. And I'm with him. They need their offense, and I think CJ, when he comes back, to ease some of that. And I think CJ obviously has the ability to do that and the weapons – to do that. I'm not saying it would be great, but the weapons to help their defense. But yes, I think this is a tough way to try to win three in a row against quality teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, at 6-5, you know, I think it's fair to have conversations about what if. I think it makes sense. Now they've dug themselves out of a hole, and it's fair to dream big, and it's fair to say what if. And the reality of it is two things. You've got the best defense in football, tried and true. They are going to be an absolute monster for anybody to move the football consistently against and score points. And
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The AFC is wide open. I mean, the top of the – usually the through the lens of our defense, look at the top of the AFC, right? The only one in the top of the AFC that you say may be able to handle it is Aaron Rodgers. And
it's
I'm not
leading
even,
a division, yeah.
And who doesn't have but one receiver. Who you know? So, I mean, he's got his problem. I'm just talking about the quarterback mentally himself – that can handle what the Texans is going to throw at him, right? Drake May, super young quarterback. Bo Nix, super young quarterback, right? I mean, you just keep going down the list of guys that, I mean, can these guys handle? Can they actually handle what the Texans – so the AFC being wide open, your defense being championship caliber, and the fact that now you've got above 500, you're sitting at 6-5, there's a lot of hype around what you're doing. I think it's fair to have an open conversation about the what ifs for the Houston Texans. And now I'm not going to say they're going to win the AFC like Stephen A. did.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to get there.
I mean, I can see. I don't agree with him, but I can see the method to the madness. I can see how he has arrived at where he's at.
Yeah, the defense travels. Defense travels like that, and you when you're able to shut teams down like the Texans have consistently, it travels that way. But you find yourself, Clint, not only in a 23-19 game with the Bills, but you also find yourself in a 16-13 sure. game with the Titans, right? Like that is not an easy way to live because their defense is probably playing a similar fashion in both those games. But I mean, let's see how many times that you can pull that off.
I don't doubt that there's look the with the return of CJ. With the emergence of Christian Kirk, you know, with them seeming to have figured out some things on the offensive line, Cade Stover getting healthy, you know, there's you got to believe that the thought is this offense is going to continue to get better when you start plugging those pieces in.
Yep.
And at that point in time, maybe you're not as dependent on this great Houston defense and you can play some level of complementary football. That's where I'm at. That's where I hope. I'm not sitting here going, oh, boy, if they got to go through 4 playoff-caliber teams like that, they're not winning a championship with what we watched yesterday.